Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. In many parts of South Dakota, corn planting is underway. And not long after corn emerges, corn rootworm larvae hatch and start looking for roots to feed on. Management of corn rootworm is challenging as the pest does its damage underground, explains SDSU Extension field crop entomologist Adam Verenhorst.
The real challenge with that is that most of those management decisions had to be made at the time of purchasing seed, or they will be made right around the time of planting, because we'll need to decide if we're using BT hybrids or if we're going to be using a soil-applied insecticide.
Verenhorst stresses it's an either-or decision, as using both an insecticide plus BT technology is added expense. Plus, if a failure occurs, it's impossible to determine which product broke down. Verenhorst states scouting corn for adult corn rootworm beetles in mid to late July is advised.
Either by digging corn roots so that we can see what the actual infield injuries to the root system, and the other option is we can put yellow sticky cards out and then monitor what the adult populations are moving throughout the field.
In South Dakota, widespread failures of rootworm strategies are rare. But when they occur, Verenhorst reports it's typically due to repeated use of the same technologies. He recommends rotating BT traits and insecticidal active ingredients.
If it's a corn-on-corn rotation and we know we're planting corn into that field the next year, if we use soil-applied insecticides and we had above one node of injury rating for the root injury score, we know we need to change to something else.
Visit extension.sdstate.edu to learn more.